This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Welcome to the Monday podcast. First day of the week. I was here Saturday. I stopped in. If you got a chance to listen to it, and I was talking a little bit about this bill working its way through the House of Representatives. I believe that as I speak here, I believe it's done, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't get a chance to check the exact details. I don't care that much. It's pretty clear to me it's going to get passed, if it didn't already. But I see the flags waving, the celebrations. I see the pushback on Twitter and whatnot. It tells me that it's a done deal. No surprise. I talked about this. I came in on Saturday to talk about my feelings about Mike Johnson and this deal. So we saw it coming. I'm going to get to that in a second. I'm a little fired up about it, like a lot of other people are as well. Let me talk about a couple other stories here, because there are other things going on in the world. And I think as much as we talk about distractions and the media circle jerk and everything else going on, we do it to ourselves sometimes. You know, if you're going to just focus on this one thing and not look at what else is going around, it becomes easy to get distracted. So that brings up the question, what else is going on? Well, I saw this little story. Who put this out? Should have got that noted. Breitbart. That kind of changes things a little bit. Trump campaign and RNC reveal massive election integrity program. Now, what do you have to say about that? What do you have to say about Trump and the RNC running a massive election integrity program? Why would we need that? The governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, already came out and said that he was running his own election integrity unit or something like that. Oh, well, supposedly we had the most secure elections in history. What is the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. Saturday afternoon, we decided to take a little family trip and go to a little rodeo of sorts. It was really just barrel racing. I wouldn't call that a rodeo necessarily. Ton of fun. I had never seen barrel racing like that. I was just amazed at the agility of the horses and the riders and spinning around those barrels like that and working the horse like that. It's pretty amazing. My daughter wanted to go. I had been holed up with my back, which is still bothering me. My wife had the flu. This was a weekend or two weekends ago. And my daughter kind of suffered the consequences of that. She was kind of locked down in the house because her old parents are all banged up. A little nerve-wracking for us in some ways. Anyway, we got through it all. We said, you know what, let's do something for her to, you know, get her outside, get her experiencing something a little different. Well, that was the deal. We're going to go out to this place called Skipback, Pennsylvania. It's a neat little place. And I actually built some houses out there years ago. And I took a minute to drive through the community that I built. It looked fantastic. I built that in the early 90s. Really well maintained. The whole thing looked incredible. Really proud of what we did there. Continue on down the road. And I get to the road. We drove separately. Should have mentioned that little detail. Now, come pulling in. This is I wouldn't call it a country road. This is more suburbia at this point, but some people would call it a little rural. We're at the 4-H Center. That, you know, you don't see that in downtown Philadelphia. So I go pulling in, and there's a car blocking the incoming lane, and a guy's getting out, right? 60-year-old something white guy getting out to drop a ballot in the drop box here. No supervision, no camera that I could see, nothing. Just a box sitting out in the middle of a field, out in the middle of the country somewhere. I have to tell you, I had the Project Chaos magnet on my car. That's the radio show that we do, the Veterans Radio Show, if you don't know. And I almost said something to the guy. I really did. It took a lot for me to just drive through. I thought, what the hell's the matter with you? So then we watched a couple of the races, and I had to be back. A buddy of mine was in from out of town. It's Sunday morning here right now. I got a event this afternoon, a book signing event I got to get out to. So things are a little crazy, you know, schedule-wise, a little backed up with my back bothering me. So we drove up separate. I didn't want to have to rush them out of there. And lo and behold, I left a little bit before them, and I'm leaving, and I see the same process repeating itself, except for this time, the 60-year-old white jack wagon that was going to vote, a different one, He didn't park to block the lane. He actually parked in the parking spot, which was noteworthy. Comes across the drive lane as I'm driving through, doesn't even look. Jumps right out in there. Now, why do I say all this? The demographics, the intelligence report. Why do I mention all this? All I see is a bunch of idiots. I say to myself, why would you want to do this? Why would you want to participate in this? Look at you. You're completely fine, healthy. You have money. You have a nice car. Why can't you vote on election day? You're retired. This is such a scam going on. It's unbelievable. Why is this necessary at all? It'll never go away. You'll be fighting for years. I said it when they did this during COVID with these drop boxes. Perverted our elections. So now Trump's going to come along and he's going to say, well, we're going to have an election integrity program. What election integrity program? How are they going to possibly monitor what goes on at that box to know if anything's authentic? How are you going to unravel all that? Well, then I had another thought as I'm watching. I'm pulling out of there. I'm getting a little ticked about it. I don't know about you, but I'm watching the country go up in flames right in front of us. It's getting a little tough to watch. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of calm for a while. I was like, all right, I just let things run its course, going to go the way it's going. But now I'm just like, man, these people are dumb, evil people. Dumb, evil white people, I'll say it. These are the people doing this, for the most part. We'll get to the other sex, don't worry. All the black people that are prosecuting Trump, has anybody noticed that? It's all blacks prosecuting Trump. Nobody dare say that. Tell me we don't have a race war going on. What do you call it then? A war with ourselves, the best I can tell. I get along fine with my black neighbors. It's the white people that are really ticking me off. I haven't seen one black person, by the way, go and vote and drop him. I've never witnessed that. All white people. All I've ever seen. All white loony liberals going to be using these drop boxes. Unsupervised. And they think this is okay. This is how little liberals think. This is how dumb they are. I'm surprised they can tie their own shoes. They probably need like a self-help video. Having trouble tying your shoes? They? No wonder they're so confused. Liberals want to pretend that they're so smart, they can't even cross the street properly to go drop off their ballot at an unsecured drop box. They think they're voting. Wandering around. Threat to democracy. How do you think that these morons would rate on the issues if you had to give them a little test? They're wandering around the 4-H saying, you got my ballot. For the love of God. Thank God we have an electoral college. That's all I can say. I have zero hope that this is going to end well. But here's my point. Here's my point about all this. Trump, you mark my words. You mark my words. They're going to do whatever it takes to win the election. And they'll lie to you right to your face. Just look back at the past week, at the lies that they told you with such deliberate confidence. Did you see the clip of Jean-Claude Pierre responding to the claims about Biden's uncle being eaten by a cannibal? It's not something we should joke about. His uncle died serving this country. Shut up. Shut up. I put a little quote on Twitter. Let me see if there's any response to it. I posted it on the... I couldn't resist. I got up. I was a little ornery this morning. I doubt anybody... Nah, nobody's... So the Democrats... Oh, it's disappeared. I don't know what's... Twitter's a big scam, guys, as far as I can tell. I can just tell you get into it. Anyway, they said there's two visions of this country. The first is Trump's from his rich, you know, eyes of Mar-a-Lago, and then Joe Biden from the dinner tables of Scranton. I posted on there. Well, there's actually a third perspective of America, and that's through the crack lens of Hunter Biden. I mean, and he's not the only one. There's plenty of people popping pills and doing all kinds of drugs and things like that. Everybody wants to escape reality. Can you blame him? Hey, he just goes a little harder than most, right? Anyway, what's my point about all this? You mark my words. This, in my opinion, could be the beginning of the Civil War right here. This issue. This election integrity issue. I see this getting teed up as a big, big fight. The liberals, I'm just going by what I see here in Pennsylvania. The liberals, Josh Shapiro, he's got his own election integrity. We're going to make sure that those MAGA Republicans don't interfere like they did last time. Is that a true statement? Did MAGA Republicans interfere in the last election? Oh, some people would say they did. Some people would say they did. But this time, you watch me, mark my words, when Trump comes out and he has his video and he says, look, there's election problems, you know what they're going to do? They're going to turn and blame it on him. They'll start. You watch. I can see it brewing. Mark my words. I don't make many premonitions. I don't try to predict the future. It's not my thing. But I saw this headline. I said, this is battle lines being drawn. Now, what do you expect Trump to do? If he has firsthand knowledge that the election was stolen, proof, irrefutable proof, and it gets stolen anyway, do you expect him to go back to the American people and say what? What's he supposed to say? Listen, the election was stolen, but don't worry, we'll get another crack at it in 4 years. It's not going to fly, and they're going to cheat. They already are. I forgot this part of this. I'm watching these rimrods drop ballots in the drop box. And I'm driving out there so angry. And then it dawned on me. I said, what election is going on? I don't even know. This is unbelievable to me. I thought to myself, you know, maybe they're not voting at all. Maybe that's just a place to drop off voter registrations. For all I know, you know, they're liberals that are changing over to Republicans. Apparently there's a lot of that happening in Pennsylvania. I don't know. Who knows? You don't know what they're dropping in the box. And that's the problem. It just creates all kinds of skepticism. Trump's going to come out with an election integrity program, and I guarantee you they're going to call that a threat to democracy. Crazy. Hey, this is a little different story here. And if you have children listening, it might be a good time to take a little break here. I saw this story, and I see this guy's face, and the whole story is crazy to me. I'm sure you've heard a lot of the allegations about trafficking and children and abuse, right? And I don't know if you've heard of some of the really dastardly things of, you know, abuse of infants, really. Not really, specifically of infants. In this case, a one-year-old. And just stay with me a second. You know, I understand how love and romance and feelings affect people. We've talked about it before, whether it's young girls attracted to a male teacher or young boys attracted to a female teacher. It's been studied over the years, and it's up to the adult to be the adult in the room, right? But I can kind of understand as a teenager myself, you know, when you're a teenager, you're a little messed up in the head, right? In that regard, you're going through a lot of hormonal changes. You don't understand it. It's all very fast, kind of exciting. You got you jacked up. So I could see why a 16-year-old boy would find attractive a 25-year-old woman, even a 35-year-old woman, and vice versa without going down this path. I can understand it. I understand how it happens. As a matter of fact, it's partly why I say that anytime you've got adults around children, there needs to be two layers of supervision always. But I don't know if that's enough. So I take this story. I see this. Pennsylvania police officer charged. This is from the Gateway Pundit. You got to censor your headphones here for any children. This is not appropriate content. But this is the headline. I need to read it to you. Pennsylvania police officer charged with raping a one-year-old baby falsely blamed the dog for the child's injuries. This story gets more interesting. Is Cugini, I guess, is the name. It looks like your average American white guy, by the way. Clean cut, nice looking guy, young man, I don't know how old. He's actually not a cop. Cugini, a resident of York County, was arrested on Tuesday night in Dauphin County and charged with rape of a child, aggravated indecent assault of a child, aggravated assault, according to the official online records. I was wondering, it tells me that the child lived. Based on Cugini's LinkedIn profile, he serves in the Pennsylvania Army National Guard as a cavalry scout. Additionally, he's been an active U.S. rugby referee since 2013, so he might be 30 years old. He is currently employed as a full-time as a dispatcher, 911 dispatcher in York County. He's also the father of twin daughters, being held on $200,000 bail. That's it. The York County Police Department confirmed that Cugini was a member of the police force suspended without delay following the allegations. According to the, this is pretty nasty. Investigation was initiated between April 11th and 15th concerning severe injuries inflicted on a young child. The Lycoming Division of the State Police led the inquiry and revealed the child has sustained multiple traumatic injuries, including broken bones and signs consistent with sexual abuse. This is heartbreaking. The victim was taken to Hershey Medical Center for treatment where injuries were assessed by Dauphin County Child Abuse Team, along with Pennsylvania State Police. According to the medical examination, the toddler suffered fractures to the left tibia and fibula, as well as other indications of sexual harm. Initial explanations provided by Sugini pointed to diaper rash, accidental falls, and interactions with the family dog. However, charging documents suggest that upon further interrogation by authorities, Cugini ultimately confessed that the child sustained the injuries while under his sole supervision. According to the state police, the victim's mother also disclosed that Cugini had locked himself in the bathroom with the child and that she could hear crying and loud noises coming from the room. I listened to this stuff, and I don't know what to say. And the reason I brought it up to you at all on here, because I don't really like to talk about it. I'm surprised I got through that as well as I did. I heard these stories of these atrocities going on, and I have to tell you, I had trouble believing it. I thought it was sensationalized nonsense. But then I hear this story. I cannot fathom the act. What do you freaking blame that on? Drugs? Mental illness? He's working for 911. He couldn't have been too spaced out. He's with the Army National Guard. I guess he could have been real drugged up. He doesn't look drugged up in the photo. Is he falsely accused? As the legs end up broken. Why does he have the baby in a bathroom and screaming? And mom thinks that's okay? My wife may have taken the baby into the bathroom. I never took a baby into the bathroom with me. The level of evil. What the hell? And this guy's sitting there with his booking photograph. How could you live with yourself, man? I can't. I really can't even understand. How do you hurt a child? And you know, it's the basic tenet of Christianity, I think, when you really get down to it. How do we treat others? How do we treat the children? How do we treat the elderly, the sick? Take a look around, man. Take a look around. It's disturbing. Arrested? I could think of other ways to handle this situation. TikTok ban now inevitable. I'm a little tongue-tied here on a Sunday morning. Give me a break. TikTok ban now inevitable after House overwhelmingly passes a bill forcing the sale. This is very interesting. It's a political hit. They didn't enact a new law. They didn't say that, hey, from here on out, any social media broadcast companies in this country have to be American-owned. What about the BBC? Look at the propaganda that they throw around. You don't hear any complaints there. Just this Chinese app. The real issue is that they can't control it. The real issue is that it's taking ad revenue away from the other platforms. They don't like that. Quite the scam. Somebody should really, and I guess you can't do it. I see Gab now asking for more money. I guess it is expensive to run one of these things. I really wouldn't know. With the servers, and I guess the bots are doing all kinds of weird stuff, creating all kinds of problems. I see a huge resurgence in that, by the way. Remember when Elon was, oh, we're going to flush out the bots? Yeah, it hasn't happened at all, actually. It all seems like fake traffic to me, all of it. It's very much a disaster what's going on in the social media world, and there is a business impact to this. It's interesting how these conversations are repeated. I heard the guys on No Agenda talking about it on their podcast. My buddy Mike comes down for the weekend, and we're talking about the same thing. I said, this is kind of funny. Now here I am talking about it on the podcast. But the state of social media is a mess. I'm going through it right now firsthand. You know, if you want to get your name out there, and here's what they'll tell you to do. SEO, which is a joke. It's not working. There's no SEO. There's no page two. They're not ranking any long-tail keywords anymore. Everything's AI-driven. It all. This is part of the problem with all this stuff. It's like you wake up one day to a completely different set of rules. And you're labeled evil and dirty and bad because of the way you played under the old rules. I don't know how to handle it anymore. But it just seems like it's all fake traffic. I think most of the people on Twitter and Gab and whatnot are people that are looking to promote things online, like myself. Like, literally, if I didn't do this podcast, I wouldn't be on, probably wouldn't be on Gab at all. I might have a Twitter account just to stay on top of the news or something, but not likely. It's just a waste of time. Anyway, they're going to go ahead and do it, I guess. They're going to force the breakup, and then the American intelligence agencies will be able to control everything that goes out, and it would become that much more solidifying the Uniparty. Unbelievable, really, the silencing of the dissenting voices. Forever Chemicals, we'll have to get back to that later, too, because I don't want to go too long here today. I want to talk about this Ukraine situation here, what you really want to hear about. I got to tell you something. I've never felt so negative about the future of this country as I do right now. I literally would say to you, as a Marine combat veteran, very much a patriot, American-loving patriot, I don't know if there's a place here for us anymore. I think that it's beginning to be dangerous to stay here. I kid you not when I say that. I think a lot of people are walking around with their heads in their sand. The economic risk that we are taking with being on this runaway freight train is risky enough. You know, the country can't go bankrupt, and it won't. It won't happen. Trust me. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're not going to be able to print money anymore, either because they printed too much and it's become ridiculous, or nobody will buy the debt, or nobody will take the dollars, all effectively the same thing, right? When that happens, all of your Social Security, all these things will become worthless. They'll stop doing the COLA adjustments. They really already have. They're fooling you. These Social Security, all these government payouts, what do you think the Great Reset was? They're like, let's run up about 10, 15% inflation and basically effectively reducing our cost, our outlays by 10 or 15%. Right? All the wages go up. They print money. They spur inflation. The tax revenue went through the roof. Why do you think Joe's smiling? He's going, he's happy as a clam. The money's flowing into his campaign. They're like, what's the problem, you dirty Republicans? You should have got in while you could. It's not good for everybody. The two-rule rule isn't good for everybody, I guarantee you that. So they passed this bill. Matt Gaetz published this. I wanted to talk about it in a second. House Democrats finally found a nation's flag they believe is worth waving. All Democrats waving Ukrainian flags on your House floor when the bill passed, sending another $60 billion of your treasure fund to the war machine. Nobody complains about the money to Israel, by the way. You notice that? This is all a political sham. Somehow it's okay that we send the money to Israel, but it's not okay that we send the money to Ukraine. This is the feeling. It is unbelievable to me that your congressmen have an ample supply of Ukrainian flags. I've never once seen them wave American flags. That in the middle of the night, on a weekend no less, that they're going to come together to do this very important business for some other country. It's really unbelievable. But let me point out a couple other things to you. All this talk, and you heard the Mike Johnson's impassioned, we must do this. And then Mike Pence, the loser who couldn't get three votes, right? All of a sudden he has a big voice. I want to commend House Speaker Mike Johnson for doing the great. And this is typical politics nonsense. Shut up, Mike Pence. Who are you? Who is Mike Pence? Nobody. He was a crappy vice president. I know, I was fooled too. I'll say it. I thought he was great. I talked about it on here. But when it came time to show his true colors, we saw what we saw. Rhino. Big fake rhino. And that's everything that America hates right now, Mike Pence. You phony Christian. You sit there and you claim to have this strength and this resolve, and you have none of it. You're a scared little corrupt rat, just like the rest of them. You walk in with your pretty little white hair and you hold your wife's hand like you're a perfect little gentleman, and you're a sleazy snake, just like the rest of them. So, they pass this money. We hear these impassionate pleas from the likes of Mike Pence and Mike Johnson, and lots of Mikes want to come out and talk about how great this is that we're sending all this money to Ukraine. Well, I want to explain to you right now how damn dysfunctional this whole thing is, all right? And I'm going to go a different direction. I know that Bongino and all the other Republicans, this is the war on America, this is anti-. I know. And they're dumb, and they're this, and they're that. I want to go a little different direction a second. okay? I'm going to put myself in the shoes of a CNN or MSNBC reporter. And I see this going on. Now, as a big government person, right, I'm putting myself in a different role, okay? I'm going to have the ability to see things from somebody else's perspective. You may not, I do. All right, and I may not agree with them. So let me just see how they're looking. Let me just see what they're seeing a second. Let's see what I see. So I traveled over there to the loony left side, put my brain in that, you know, put my loony left liberal thinking cap on, okay? And I know if you're a loony liberal, some of this hurts, but it's really true. Hear me out a second. So I put my loony liberal hat on. I say, how do I look at this? And I say, $65 billion. I'm listening to everything going on. And then we're going to throw these little shekels of life support over to Ukraine. Well, if we have bipartisan support, and this is such the right thing to do, and so important at this time for the saving of the world or some crap that they want us to believe, why aren't we doing the right thing and providing all of the financial resources that Ukraine needs right now? Why is everybody celebrating $65 billion when they need a lot more? They're just saying a few days before that this war is lost. Shouldn't we be better off negotiating a peace deal? Why, if there was any sense of media in this country, if there was any sense of real journalism, you didn't hear any of these conversations going on. You didn't hear any. There was no time for them. It was Saturday night. Everybody was drunk in Congress. That's why they're waving the flag. They're probably drunk, too. America. Yeah, flushed right down the toilet. But let me tell you how bad it is. You don't even have a liberal Democrat or progressive journalist that can get up and be like, well, wait a minute, why aren't we providing more money? No. You just go along with the narrative. Let me ask you a couple of questions. You're the taxpayer. You're the one paying the bill. I have a crazy question for you. What's the money for? You didn't even hear. No, they got up there and never gave one specific detail. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to me. And you don't see how... Really, Mike Pence? Tell me the strategic reason why $65 billion was necessary there, Pence. Well, let me ask you this then, Mike Pence. I mean, you're a fiscal conservative, right? You claim to be a conservative. Let's go the other way then. If it's $65 billion, why was the debate that maybe it could have been done with $50 billion, not $65 billion? Why is it such a round $65 billion? For what? For what? How comes our American military is telling us that tanks and artillery are obsolete, but we can't send enough tanks and artillery to Ukraine? How comes there's supposed to be a war going on over there we're paying for it? We don't even see any war correspondence, no images, no nothing. What kind of sham deal is this? People want to say that this is okay. Well, yeah, we can't release that information. Blah, 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 blah. Well, then you can't get the money. Why are we paying for it at all? Why are we even having this discussion? I guarantee you that every one of those flag-waving fools got big deposits in their re-election campaigns and whatever else is going on there. Absolutely, totally disturbing to me. This is what a failed election system produces, my friends. You can't even get good candidates to step up. Republicans are leaving Congress. Who knows what's behind all that? The damn rhinos. Because I can tell you right now, from my own experience being in government for 14 years, it is a cesspool. It will rot your damn brain. I'm not kidding you. Your mental health will be destroyed. People are so evil, playing constant games. I've seen it. I've lived it for 14 years. The bowels of government where good people go to rot and die. It is irredeemable. We should have stuck with 50 independent states because maybe you would have had 30 or even 40 of those states go wonky, loony, woke, but at least you'd have a handful that were still solid. Right now, I don't know that we have anything left in this country. I really don't. I'll leave you with this thought. You think inflation and the economy are bad now? Wait till they come telling you that they're going to raise taxes. Oh, it's coming. I'm surprised it hasn't come already. That's the inevitable that they're beating off. And when that happens, you just watch as industry, jobs, and everything dries up completely. We're headed for big, big trouble. I said this before. I don't make predictions. But when you see this kind of nonsense going on, you better rest assured we are headed for big, big trouble. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Sure, see you there. In the meantime, make it a great day.